Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Oh, Mike Kroger, hello.
Hello to you. How are you today?
Oh, we're fabulous. My partner in crime, Akmal, is here as well.
Hello.
Hey there.
Now, we were just talking about Australia. You guys have been out to Australia a couple of times, haven't you? How many times have you been out here for holidays and for touring?
I don't know how many times we've been to Australia, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, let's say 12?
Several.
Many, many times.
More than one.
Okay. Yeah. And look, do you have friends in Australia? Like, what's your favorite part about visiting Australia?
My favorite part about it visiting Australia is obviously the people. We've got lots of friends in Australia. There's a band there you might know of called the Tea Party. We know the Jeps and the Stewart of that band. And,
I bet the Tea Party want to change their names now after the actual Tea Party.
The American politics.
The American, yeah, you know, you don't be a say.
You know, it's funny because way back then when that Tea Party was on the rise, they actually did approach the band to buy the web domain.
Oh, wow. And did the band sell it? No, they didn't.
And they told them to f*** off, I believe.
Great. Hey, you know.
Fantastic.
It's exactly what I would have said.
And you know what? Now, Mike, you're a Canadian, but you're living in America, so you don't vote, because today I know is the midterm elections, so you can't vote, right, because you're Canadian, is that right?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my United States passport, but it hasn't come in yet, blessedly, so I didn't have to vote in the last presidential election or these midterms. I'm not really looking forward to have to make these choices.
No. I was gonna say it's probably the best time to be Canadian ever.
It might be.
Yeah,
and you've got a hot prime minister as well, and he's pretty, you know, progressive, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's like the hottest head of state currently, is what I understand. That's
yeah,
pretty,
no,
he's definitely. Like a close, you know, closely followed by Macron in, in France.
Yes.
He's also hot. So
apparently they're both getting together and doing like a strip show for ladies' night.
Hey, you know, whatever it takes to get it done.
Yeah.
Anything for a vote.
As long as Trump's not involved in that strip show, we're happy.
Oh,
we're happy.
God.
Oh, that is. Yeah, I never thought I'd say that, but I never want to see that man naked.
No.
I don't think you're the first to say that.
No,
including his wife.
Yeah.
Listen, we've got a couple of Aussie sayings we thought we'd run past you. You've been here so many times, right? You're pretty down with the Aussie culture. You're pretty down with the Aussie lingo. You've got Aussie friends
here. So this is to test this.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Let's see what I know.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some sayings. You tell us what you think they mean. The first one, Mike, is drier than a dead dingo's donger.
Oh, my. I have never heard that one before.
Let me repeat it. You know, I'm as dry as a dead dingo's donga. Have a guess.
So knowing the Aussie friends that I know, I would say that is likely saying somebody's thirsty.
Oh, yay! My God. Well done, yes. Mike Kroger.
Yes.
Of course, a dead dingo's donga is a dead dingo's penis.
Mm.
And obviously, if the dead dingo has been lying in the sun, it would be reasonably dry.
Because someone tested that and he said, let me see how dry that dingo
donga is.
I'm drier than that.
Okay. Well done. One for one. Let's go for number two.
Thank you.
Going off like a frog in a sock.
Going off.
Oh, my. I don't.
It's a great image, though.
It's a great image. Going off like a frog in a sock.
Frog in a sock. Can you help me with that?
Okay.
Well, the frog is excited to be in.
Look, a lot of your fans at your gig will be going off like a frog in a sock.
Especially when they hear their favorite songs.
So that would indicate they're excited.
Yes.
Two. Okay.
Well done, Mike.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
you got one more to get three for three.
You're spoon feeding me these.
It's all right.
You might have heard this one because some of our prime ministers, and we've had a few of them lately, have said this one. Fair suck of the sauce bottle. Go on, mate. Give us a fair suck of the sauce bottle.
What do you think?
Wow. Now that's deep. I don't know what to make of that one. I'm gonna have to plead ignorance on this one.
Okay.
Well, you know we love our tomato sauce here. You guys call it ketchup. So yes. I'm not sure why someone's sucking the sauce bottle, but they need a fair go. And if you're trying to get someone a fair go and a fair hearing, they can say, fair suck of the sauce bottle.
Yeah, if you're unfair to someone, they'll go, hey, come on, mate. Hey, fair suck of the sauce bottle. I don't know where that comes from. Someone
made it up.
Yeah, they had a dead dingo's donga inside the sauce bottle. And they accidentally swallowed it.
You know what? I want you. This is my challenge to you, Mike. I want you to get up on stage when you come to Australia next.
Mm.
And I want you to say, guys, are you drier than a dead dingo's donga? And wait for the crowd to go crazy and then say, well, go and get yourself a beer.
That's right. That'll kill. That'll kill. I promise you. So we're all looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, 15th of February at Kudos Bank Arena. It's a great arena. I was there on the weekend. You're going to kill it. We can't wait. Tickets are available now. Ticketek.com.au. Mike Kroger from Nickelback, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you guys so much.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.